podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy, and this is Dom, and I'm here to report that my heart has been broken again. And a woman with whom I've had a relationship for 9 years dumped me yesterday. I got home, and I found a note on the island.
Uh-oh.
And the note said, "It's been great, but I am taking another full-time position somewhere, and I will no longer be able to be your cleaning lady."
Oh, no.
Hanamaka Frau, bye-bye?
My Hanamaka Frau dumped me yesterday. After 9 years, I've lost my cleaning lady.
That is kind of a big deal.
She's been with you forever, man.
9 years.
I even want to know about her life. Like, she's a character in our world.
My Hanamaka Frau, my cleaning lady, dumped me yesterday.
Listen,
it's one of those things I'm happy for, you know, because she's got a great job now and blah, blah, blah. And I love her dearly and I want the best for her. Isn't that what you're supposed to say after a breakup?
Well, yes.
I want the best for her. She's not going to clean my house anymore.
I wish she had done this face to face, though, instead of left you a note.
She left me
a
Dear Dom letter.
Sorry, Dom, I'm out.
If you love them, let's set them free, Dom.
That's sad.
You know what? When we're talking about this, I should have been playing something else. Hold on a second. I should have been.
If this is that darn maid song.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay.
No. Oh, I forgot about the maid song.
Who's going to vacuum for you now?
Who will vacuum?
Who's going to snoop through your prescription drugs now?
Oh, man. So do you start in the interview process now for somebody new? I mean, this is very intimate.
Dude, this is big. This is somebody coming into my home.
They're in your shower.
She's in my shower. Who knows what she's on? Never there when she's there.
She's probably laying in your bed.
Maybe.
But knowing you, you are going to just send her a text every now and then and say, hey, you know, like maybe a picture
just
of your bed all made up.
Or stuff on the floor. Just thinking about you.
Exactly.
Your dirty tile.
Your laundry. Miss you.
I will tell you something funny. I am one of those people who always cleaned quite a bit before my cleaning. She came every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would clean up a little bit before she would arrive. The night before because I just couldn't
handle
that.
You don't want to be that filthy.
No, I couldn't. I mean, there were no dishes out. There was nothing like that.
So you were
like,
never truly honest with her. You never really were vulnerable. You never bared your soul. 9 years. It was all a lie.
No wonder she left you. She doesn't trust you.
You really are. You really are the vault. You don't
is
let anyone in there, do
is
you?
Is someone here cleaning before I come?
I'm like cheating on her.
Did you? Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted you guys to know that she broke up with
me. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I'll be thinking about you today.
I'll get over it.
All right.
I'm going to go to the bar later.
Now we're talking.
Tip one to the maid.
You want to hear the note from Kirsten?
Please.
It ties in with what we're talking about and something that Emily referenced when she said I was going to be texting her. Dom, what do you and Emily and Jeremy think about breaking up with someone and then staying in touch with them with texts? Kirsten writes, a guy I went out with for almost 2 years dumped me on Valentine's Day.
What a gem.
Way to go, bro.
But a couple of days later started sending me texts like nothing had ever happened. Texts to say, hey, how's it going? And then, hey, hope you're having a great day and stuff like that. She writes, at first I didn't respond, but then I got sucked in and started texting back. Now we exchange texts almost every day and I'm confused. It's like we immediately went from a relationship to being best friends. And part of me thinks that's crazy. Or is this the way all relationships go at the end? And that's Kirsten.
I don't think they all go that way, but I think mature adult relationships probably could.
What do you know about that?
It's been years since I broke up, though.
I like to think of this as something that we're calling the breakup echo. So you might break up, but they don't go away completely. They echo back into your life.
I see you doing this a lot with some of your lady friends.
I can honestly say
that you're friends still.
95% of the people that I've had a personal, physical relationship with, those women.
95 of them, actually. Yes.
No, 95% I'd say after we stop going out, we remain really good friends.
Right.
I can think of one who told, she's the one like 20 years ago who told me the book thing that Jeremy, you said was so cool.
Something about you're a book and you're back on the shelf or something.
She told me she moved out of town and I'm thinking, well, we'll still stay in touch and stuff like that. She goes, Dom, you're like a great book that I've read and I really enjoyed. but I'm now putting that book on the shelf.
Greatest line right. ever.
Mic drop.
Ain't nobody puts Dom on the shelf.
You're on the shelf, buddy.
See,
but the others, I stay in my ex-wife. I mean, we're texting,
well,
talk.
You're a mature adult. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you want to have it ugly?
I'm not saying, I don't think that breakups need to be ugly, but I think that being friends with someone that you just had a relationship with is borderline torture. Because, and this isn't the case if the breakup isn't mutual, right? Which I think at least 50%, you know, I think more than 50% of breakups are not mutual.
Hold on, put a pin in that for just a second. Let's talk about that first before you move on, because it's almost, I wouldn't say impossible. It's nearly impossible for a breakup to truly be mutual.
Right.
Now they might in the end both accept it and stuff like that, but it's always one person's legit. You don't have two people walk into a room and immediately the both time at the same time say, let's break up.
Yeah.
Right. That just doesn't happen.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Yeah. No, so it's one person's idea.
So the other person, I'm just going to do this, and since I'm always the dumpy, let's say I get dumped and it's not my, I didn't want to partake in it.
Right.
And if he were to keep texting me, even just maybe a week later, like, hey, how's your day going? I would be like, whoa, I'm trying to move on. I need to let you go. I need to move forward. Our relationship, we're not going to downgrade to friends because I need to move forward with my life.
And I'm still in love with you.
Right. And so, and it's just kind of like, there could be mixed signals. I could be looking at that as, oh my God, if he just said, how's your day going? Maybe he wants to, you know, start things up again. Maybe he misses me. You know what I mean? I just don't think that being friends, especially right after a breakup, is...
Well,
good.
I've been in that position with even one person who said, hey, you know, we don't have the same, we're not after the same thing, so I'm not going to be able to go out with you anymore. And within a day, she was texting me again, blah, blah, blah. And then a few months after that, we started going out again for a little while. And then she gave me the same speech again.
See? Okay.
She's like, I want something different than what you want. So, but yet, even with her, we still
friends.
Send texts and we still like stay in touch.
She's still hoping to change you.
We're still friends.
Yeah, maybe. She's I think it's good hoping. So you'll never have someone talking ill of you either. Like if they cross paths with a new girlfriend or someone that mutual friend, that they'll never talk bad of you. You know, like Dom is a great guy and he's great in a relationship and you should date him and marry him and have children with him.
What
see what I'm saying?
What are you doing?
No, like you're I never crossing
like streams. It's your reputation. You care a lot about your reputation.
You're not crossing streams.
That's why you're sending flowers to all your quote unquote friends.
Okay, and now listen to this too.
Just a
friendly bouquet. Love Dom. How's your day?
I don't do that.
Miss you, mean it. Love you. Then now that is another point. Kind of, are you kind of maybe possibly keeping some of these ladies in your back pocket?
Bam.
That you're so nice and you're still so caring. That say, and if you're still single, both of you in 5 years, you still hook back up because you're still friends. You're kind of keeping them in your back pocket.
A lot of toes in a lot of different pools, Testa.
No, I honestly, I don't feel like I'm consciously doing that.
Okay.
But I do like to stay in touch. I like to remain. I have been through one nasty breakup, and I don't ever want that again the rest of my life. So I do everything I can. If a relationship is going to come to an end, have it come to an end in the best way possible. You said it a few minutes ago. It's the mature way to do it.
It's a mature adult way, yes.
It's the mature adult way to do it.
This isn't high school, really.
But Emily says it's torture and painful.
Because still, if you're ending a relationship, even in the nicest way possible, with all the respect and maturity that the situation can allow, if there's still feelings there on the part of the dumpee, then there needs to be a buffer period.
Like a month or two? Or
I don't know how long it takes you to get over the relationship.
How long before you can go back to being a friend and maybe getting together every few months and having a beer just to say hi?
I would say at least 6 weeks.
That's easy.
That's not bad
to
kind at all.
Of, you know, I you thought you to, were going to say like
six
a year.
Years.
No, you need to mourn. You need to move on. You need to accept the fact that you weren't pretty enough for your boyfriend to be in love with you forever. Just kidding. Just kidding.
You have a lot of sadness inside, don't you?
I really do.
Nobody wants to be with poor Emily.
There's a little bit of bubbling bitterness under there.
Hey.
With a coating of sadness.
It's part of my charm.
And just a sprinkle of depression. Just a taste.
It's all right.
Sorry.
I don't have a lot of friends. It's okay.
And she stirs it in with a little bit of desperation.
Oh.
Yeah. Covered in lip gloss.
It's a little Emily batter.
You know, if any of this is resonating with you and you want to sound off about the whole breaking up and staying in touch, have you done that? Am I stupid for still being friends with the people that I used to date?
leading them on, maybe.
I'm not leading any woman on.
Crickets.
303.
You're a vol. We would know you're a vol.
Yeah, I can't get on board with that. You gotta move. You don't look back, darling. It takes away from looking forward.
I don't think it's looking back.
Lori's
laughing. But Lori, I don't know that it's looking back. It's that person will continue to be a part of your future. And what's wrong with that? Lori?
Nothing.
Nothing. Thank you.
Nothing. I am on Team Testa.
Hey! Double T.
There's plenty of room. Come on aboard.
Are you an ex of Dom's?
Right?
I don't think I ever... Did I ever date you, Lori?
No, but I'd like that.
Oh, settle down.
Not yet, right?
Okay.
But you agree, right, Lori, that, I mean, if you break up with someone, it doesn't mean you can't move forward with them in some capacity, right?
No, not at all. You know, I have been friends with, I would say, probably 95% of the people that I have dated or been married to. And, you know, just because they weren't perfect for you doesn't mean they aren't a good person or anything like that. It just means that, you know, I mean, there was something obviously about that person that you liked to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any problem with it at all.
Yeah, see, and I think you touched on something that's really important. This is the way I look at it, is that if you split with someone, it's not necessarily an attack on them in a personal way, like about them. It just means that you're two good people who didn't match.
You didn't mesh.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so why would you then say, well, I can't ever talk to you again, or I can't ever have you in my life again? You went out with them because you do like them, right?
Absolutely.
But
I think a lot of people should, if they're not, they should start out as friends. If they're not friends to begin with, then they don't have much of a basis anyway.
Yeah, start with friends, move into that friends with benefits.
Right. Don't get stuck in the friend zone.
A little over the shirt action.
Right, and then marry Testa.
Whoa,
that escalated really quickly.
You are funny, really Lori. That's a great call. You have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thanks for being on the show.
She liked you, man.
Here's Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, guys.
What do you have to say about all this?
I agree with you, Dom, and the other caller. The reasons that you fell in love with that person or that you had a relationship with that person are still there. You just may want different things in the end, but they're still a good person. And so it's absolutely okay to stay friends with them. One of my best friends is my ex-fiance.
There you go.
Yeah. It's probably a lot less anxiety and anger in your life, and you just stay pretty chill.
Sometimes it's even a better relationship as good close friends than as a couple.
Agreed.
Hey, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Here comes Liz on line one. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
So you've been listening to all this. What do you think?
I actually am Team Emily.
Okay. How come?
So I think that especially if the person who did the breaking up is reaching out first, I think there's ulterior motives there, because I am that person. I, my whole life almost, have been the person to break up, but I always keep that person on the hook.
Why do you do that?
As a backup plan. Because I'm weird.
As you said you're on Team Emily.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I can't speak for the rest of the population, but I do that. I am happily married, and I have children, and I have people as a backup plan. Still.
What?
Wait. What do you mean you're married with children? What is your backup plan? You're saying in case it doesn't work out?
I have friends who I have broken up with who still like me, so I just
still like
continue
them.
To massage that relationship a little bit to make sure that they are there if I ever need them.
How many are we talking? How many people are you massaging?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not that crazy, but I mean, it's like two or three.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, no big deal. There's only three other guys I'm still flirting with while
but
I'm married.
I'm saying, though, that there can be ulterior motives on the other side, especially if the person who's doing the breaking up is the one reaching out.
Yeah, but I think it's the person who breaks up who has to be the one to reach out later. They have
not
to
necessarily.
Be necessarily. I think they do, because if somebody dumps you, you can't assume that they're going to want to stay friends. So if you reach out, then you just look like, oh, take me back. Mm-hmm. It has to be the dumper who initiates the, hey, we can still be friends.
That gives pity on the person they just dumped.
Not pity.
Sides, maybe.
No, the person who's dumped can always reject it if they want, but I think they have to be the one to make the call.
Right,
and I still can't believe you're keeping guys on the line. You're keeping guys on the line, Liz.
How often are you talking to these other guys?
I totally like that. I don't know. You know what? And my sister is the same way, which is funny because we started randomly chatting about it one day. And, and she is the exact same way. And that could just be
it's an insecurity issue.
Our upbringing.
No, it's insecurity.
It seems dangerous.
It's not that weird.
That some people do that.
It's insecurity, though.
I don't want this girl to get into this thing where
she
she's like,
sorry,
thinking this guy is going to, come back to her one day.
Yeah, she's not doing that.
And then put her whole life on hold kind of a thing.
Don't you think, Liz, that what you're doing is it's an insecurity issue in that you still need to feel as if you're attractive to other guys?
Sure, that you're needed and wanted.
So that's all it is.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, who isn't flattered by attention?
Yeah, and that's what it is. Well, let me ask you this. How would you feel if you found out your husband was keeping a bunch of women on the back burner? How would you feel about that?
I mean, of course, I would be jealous. But I mean, it's not something that...
Golden rule, babe. Do unto others, right, Jeremy? How's
it
go?
Yeah, that's right. Do unto others.
Is fun. You have them.
Done unto you.
Good job, Jer.
We've talked about having a backup before. We've talked, and
they're the stand aside. I think more
right, and it's tough to admit it, but I think we all kind of have one or two. So, Liz, you're not that weird.
Not that you're in contact with and like flirting with
Liz.
Maybe
thank
not
you.
Flirting, but sending.
We gotta hurry here. So, Liz, thank you for that call. At least we got to hear the other side. Here's Nicole.
Wow.
Good morning, Nicole. Quickly, what can you tell us about this?
I would say go ahead and stay friends. I was dating a guy for 2 years, and we just decided that we were better off friends than partners, so we still keep in touch, and my kids still call him, Daddy Craig, and so we decided, you know what, let's just stay friends. We're better off best friends than anything.
See, that's the adult, mature, rational way to look at it. Nicole, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.
All right. I'm still processing that call from Liz about keeping all those guys on the back burner.
It's a big world. Wow. Like, I wonder what it's going to take for her to go, push her over to act on that.
Doesn't sound like much.
I know.
It was like about a 7-mile-an-hour wind. <didn't it?
laughs> Oh, I fell into your arms.
A car driving past.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.